Going in.
So if you want to go and gavel in, we'll get started here.
I will open the committee meeting for the Joint Interim Task Force on State Budget Process for November 12, 2013. We only have one item on the agenda. I'll let the committee administrator review that item.
You want to go ahead and open a work session?
I'll open a public hearing. Anyone here to testify? No. Then I'll open a work session.
Mr. Co-Chair and members of the committee, what you have before you this morning is a preliminary report from this task force. The report outlines our statutory obligation and our responsibilities, including our reporting date of this November 15th to produce a report. It explains that we had our first meeting in September, and during that meeting we discussed our ability to produce a comprehensive report by the 15th and determined that our best course of action would be to produce a preliminary report and then continue meeting up until we sunset before the February session, at which time we will ask for an extension of our work to continue reviewing the statutes. What you see in terms of our preliminary findings are a review of the identified budgetary statutes that should be reviewed and or repealed as a recommended action. And then you see a list on the third page of statutes that were recommended for review in which there was disagreement whether or not they should be included or not included as a part of our review. And so that would be the point I'd put forward for your discussion this morning, is whether or not those statutes on the third page of the report should be included or not.
Okay.
I think they absolutely should be included, and they probably should be. I think they should be put in as a included but not limited to, because there's some other ones that I think we might want to look at.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think also they'll be included as they are in the report, so it'll still be up to the committee to further deliberate on whether they're included or not included in the ultimate, you know, discussions that occur after this. So the door is still open, not closed. I would also ask that at least, not maybe as made as a copy of this, but electronically, that there's an indication of the document that was prepared that was actually all the combined statutes that the committee reviewed, even though they didn't review it, you know, in a committee setting. And then the sort of reviewed document that was sent to people.
Okay.
So that
they can see where we started from.
Okay. Do we have a motion on...
let's do this motion.
I guess I'm going to act like a rules chair here, and I'm going to do my own motion. I move the task force approve the preliminary report as amended, dated November 12, 2013. Any discussion?
Richard, if somebody explain to me, I mean, several things here, several questions. One of them is 291.260 is authorized to approve federal dollar requests. Michael, could you explain that to me?
No. I assume that if we're required to approve, probably through George's shop, the submittal of a request for approval, it probably goes through our shop preliminarily before coming across over here. That would be my guess, and I can check with George on that.
Okay.
It wasn't very clear. Then I have this, there's one of the repeal three statutes.
Yes.
371.559. We talked briefly, I thought, at our meeting about the need to better coordinate between policy committees and ways and means actions. And this appears to be the only statutory requirement for the legislature to do so. So I'm wondering what would the thought be about.
Can you repeat that again?
171.559.
Coordination.
The way I read that is that it's the only part of the statute, the sanitation statute, where the Ways and Means Committee is statutorily required to look at policy issues. And I thought that in our first short meeting, we did discuss a little bit on how we ought to better try to coordinate Ways and Means with policy. And I was wondering why we would take the only piece out that does that, unless I'm reading that wrong.
Okay. That was a suggestion from LFO because they don't know what the statute actually means, and it's never actually come up. I have two suggestions here. Why don't we change 559 to review, and also 182560 to 182570, which has to do with the Committee of Performance Excellence. That should be review, not repeal.
I agree.
So,
okay. Richard, with the Committee on Performance Excellence, is there such a committee?
Yes.
And
there is.
And is that the law that Senator Morse got that worked so hard for so many years to get passed?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And I clearly indicated, and I think. To be honest, LFO sometimes makes these comments somewhat in jest, and that's how I took it, actually. I think Ken said that might consider repealing it, but it's actually, I think the committee is a good idea. The problem with the committee is it has no resources. I'll be just blunt. It literally has no resources. So it's become more of a discussion committee that people just sit around and discuss different options, but they have no resources to implement anything, and that may be subject for further discussion. So the changes we have to the document that Aaron has prepared is that 171559 will now be review instead of repeal, and 182560 and 182570 will be review instead of repeal. Is there any, and those are...
Okay. And then we're also going to add on that statute recommended for review that would be included but not limited to?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have two comments, that one and the indication of what document we started with in terms of the scope of the statutes that were looked at for consideration, for review, or for recommended action. So we'll add a statement to that effect as well.
Okay. And those are all considered friendly amendments to my amendment or to my motion. So, and also the final long list here of things that where there's disagreement, those will be subject to further discussion by the committee.
Well, they will include those as well.
Okay. Any objection to the motion before the committee?
Richard, just another question, if I could.
Yes.
Questions that Senator Richard asked, engaged the discussion on that, but I'm wondering about the 184, 354 federal funds account. What was the rationale for deleting that particular statute?
This repeal. Yeah. 184.
Right here.
There you go.
Oh. I think it came from LFO, because I don't think it actually is operational anymore. Nobody has used it. It literally has been something that's been in statute that hasn't been, I believe, used in a very long period of time. No one can ever remember the account existing.
Mm-hmm. okay, well, it wasn't the existence of the account. Apparently, then, federal funds are aren't they just going into general
funds? No, I mean federal funds are being appropriated to various agencies, right. But there isn't like this little separate account out there that's distinct. And there hasn't been probably for decades.
Okay. Yeah, I guess my question on it was that at least theoretically this is statutory provision that would make it difficult to illegal to use the federal grant funds to backfill for shortages in some of the other program areas that are funded out of the general fund or other funds.
Uh-huh. Well, we can investigate that and see what the basis for it was. This is actually just the preliminary recommendation because ultimately the committee will be making other recommendations. This is just sort of our preliminary review.
So. I'd appreciate it, the just more information on that. I'm not particularly objecting, at this point. I just was left with a question mark.
Okay.
As I was going through the report this week.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Jensen. Any additional comments? Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Rather than saying that concludes our meeting, I think there are a couple things. One is that I think before we meet again, it's going to be incumbent on Representative Buckley and I to meet with Aaron and probably to meet with Mr. McNaughton from your office and with Ken so we can start to split up some of these items so we can actually come up with an actual work plan for their review. This is a very, I always anticipated this would be a very difficult process and one that's going to be hard to keep people at the table on because it's not as interesting as divvying up capital dollars.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to try to do. Erin, did you have anything?
I did want to ask, with legislative days coming up next week, I did want to try to take advantage of those days and have a meeting. I was hoping to do it on Thursday. That Thursday 2 to 5 slot worked really nicely for us last time in terms of additional conflicts with committee hearings. The concern I have this time is I think that time most likely probably a 2 to 3:30 because there is floor session on Thursday at 4 for the senators and myself for executive appointments that afternoon.
Okay.
So that was my initial thought on a meeting next week just because with members here I did want to try to take advantage of that. If you feel that's too soon to have another meeting, we can certainly look on a day that is not during legislative days.
Okay.
I think it'd be helpful to have a meeting, just to start in. There's a lot of statutes to review, and if we get some sort of handle on how many we're going to review per meeting, how long it takes for us to do the review, what the timeline's going to be, I wouldn't want to waste the opportunity.
The only thing I would say is the committee administrator has only a few assignments. That's meant to be sarcastic. It would be good if we were going to have a meeting that early that the committee administrator at least had a chance to discuss this with Representative Buckley and myself and perhaps with Rocco and with Naughton so we can kind of come up with a preliminary breakdown of like how many meetings we anticipate this will take, how it will be split up so that maybe the discussion next week is about the work plan, not about going statute by statute, because I think we're going to have to do some fair amount of work before each meeting on each statute before we have a meaningful discussion. So if that's acceptable to people, we'll try to get something scheduled just around the work plan, and if the committee administrator has time to...
Absolutely.
Whatever
you would like, sir. So what I will do then is look at Thursday... 2 to 3:30, so it's only about 90 minutes, so we can hopefully have just a work plan discussion, meeting date discussion, scope of work discussion, and then that will, and if that time doesn't work, we will find something else during those 3 days.
Okay. The other thing is I would suggest that We have a meeting that is around a table,
mm-hmm.
not at a dais,
nope.
because I think that will be much more conducive to a discussion of a work plan.
We will go back to meeting in the same room we met the first time, 3:43, which is the around the table discussion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for the good of the order? And you're all going to be here next week, right?
Yep.
Okay. Senator Whipsett, you're going to be here?
That's my intention, yes.
And Representative Jensen, you'll be here?
That's the intention, right.
Okay. Okay, if there's nothing else, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Adjourned.